Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
If the DFL wants to hold on to the governor's office next year, they should be meeting today to open up a primary, because I no longer believe that Tim Walz can win next year. I had serious reservations the whole third term, which I've said many, many times. I don't believe that a Minnesota governor should be able to have three terms. Should be a two-term job. So I was skeptical. I don't think Tim Walz should have run again. But boy, after the news from yesterday, do you honestly think that he can still win? And I'm asking Tim Walz supporters and Democrats. Obviously Republicans. I mean, Tim Walz is a very divisive figure, just like Donald Trump, that the people who don't like him really don't like him. So I don't want to hear from Republicans who, of course not, he should resign today. We get it. We know, you know that. We know that. I want to hear from Tim Walz supporters today after this latest news that we are a clearinghouse of fraud in this state. Everybody was freaking out when the president was saying billions and billions in fraud. Guess what? It's billions and billions of fraud. $18 billion in these 14 Medicaid programs, at least half, possibly, went up in smoke and fraud. $9 billion. How possibly can Tim Walz overcome that? And yes, he didn't commit the fraud. The people who committed the fraud are the ones responsible. They should have the books thrown at them. They should spend as much time as possible by law behind bars for taking our tax dollars, which were meant for autistic kids, people who needed housing, kids who wanted to eat during the pandemic. You talk about a disgusting crime. And just the fact that we have people in this world that want to do that, that just are born and bred to just defraud people, is disgusting. But how can you possibly say that, as governor of the state of Minnesota, that this doesn't fall at your feet?
I think with something this egregious, and I guess you could say even with something less egregious, if you're an organization that has a big failure like this, there's got to be some resolution to that. Like, you have to figure out why this happened. And the general answer that I've heard from the state of Minnesota is, yep, we're working on it. We're working on solving this problem. Well, guess what? When it's this big, that's not enough. Like,
no.
Somebody should be held responsible.
Absolutely.
And nobody's been fired. No, like, institutions that were responsible for this money have been turned upside down.
Yep.
And if the answer is just we're working on it, then somebody's got to be responsible.
Yeah.
And it comes down to Walls. And I think what you said is true. He didn't steal the money, but if it happened on your watch and nobody else's head is rolling, then
it happens in every walk of life.
Yes.
If you are in charge, if you are the boss, and things go wrong while you're the boss, even if you more than likely didn't have anything to do with it or the people you put in place did, you take the fall.
Yeah.
That's how it works. And Tim Walz is a very nice guy. I've had the pleasure to interview him several times, and I always enjoy my talks with him. I think the Tim Walz hate is crazy. It's just lunacy sometimes that mm-hmm. people blame him for everything under the sun, and he had a bad hand and dealt with having the pandemic and trying to do the best for this state in very difficult times. And I think, and were some of the decisions he made and that the state made during that time wrong? Yes. But guess what? I don't think they were malicious. They were just the information they had at the time. That's what they decided to do. And yes, it hurt a lot of people. But I don't think he did that maliciously. And I think a lot of people blame him thinking that he acted maliciously during COVID. But to David's point, it happens in all walks of life. So why not this one? Which is why I'm saying if Democrats want to hold on to that office, they should open up the primary. I cannot believe that this is a situation now where, Tim Walz is running again, so that's the Democrat we're putting up there. And a lot of it has to hinges on who Republicans put up against. But boy, I'll tell you what, if Tim Walz is the candidate next year and Republicans don't beat him, that says a lot more about the Republican Party than it does about anything else, because I don't remember a more opportune time for Republicans. But we're talking about $18 billion, 14 Medicaid-funded programs cost $18 billion. Officials suspect more than half may be fraud. We had people coming from out of state saying, wow, you got to get to Minnesota and get in on this action. Think about that. And think about the people charged and are facing charges, or the ones who've never been charged and will never be charged. Joe Thompson said yesterday, every time you could lift up a rock and find $50 million in fraud. What the hell is going on here? So Democrats, I'll ask you again, or Tim Walz supporters, convince me. What is your argument that he can overcome this political damage? What possibly could he do between now and Election Day to earn back the trust of enough people? And it can't just be, well, he's better than the alternative. That's not a good enough reason. Again, I just think it is too much for him to overcome. 651-461-9226. I want you to call in and make the case. Or if you're a Tim Walz supporter and this is too much for you, tell me that. So I'll just read some of the text here before we get to break and get some phone calls here. So here's the thing. Tim Walz did not commit a crime. He is not a direct agitator of hostility and criminal activity. I don't agree with everything Walz does either, but if you think there's a chance Donald Trump could win a third term, then for sure Tim Walz could win. Donald Trump can't run for a third term. And the people who say, well, he's going to try, I'm not convinced of that. But could he win a third term? Yes, and Tim Walz could win a third term too. But I'm just saying pragmatically, when you look at this, really, he can overcome this? I feel bad for all these fraudsters. I'm sure you as a liberal nut job are feeling this sentiment. So I'm expressing it on your behalf so to allow you to maintain a shred of credibility you still have. I mean, think about it. Minnesota was the equivalent of Santa Claus, and now the Grinch is threatening to do away with Christmas altogether. It's heartbreaking, given his, I don't even know what this means. Nice try. You got me to read it anyway. Good morning. I guess maybe I missed it. But there have to be people whose job it was to monitor, auditor these programs. Who are they? That's huge questions. What? Obviously, they didn't do a good enough job. Was there any oversight? It sure sounds like there wasn't. Because they for sure didn't do their jobs. But again, part of a good leader, too, is saying, okay, these people failed. They're no longer in their jobs. But we haven't even seen that. And even doing that, I still don't think that absolves Tim Walz. Rebecca has called in from St. Paul. Hi, Rebecca.
Good morning. Just want to weigh in on a
couple
of things that haven't been disclosed or realized yet by Joe Thomas from the
Thompson.
The U.S. Attorney's Office.
Mm-hmm.
That is, number one, I think they are in the process of looking at a RICO case, which is a federal case under federal law, is prosecuted by the feds. This takes it completely out of the realm of the governor being not only responsible, but capable of prosecuting federal law cases.
Mm-hmm.
So it will likely become evident as it proceeds. I think we should be measured to not throw the baby out with the bathwater because we don't know all the facts. Furthermore, one other quick thing.
Sure.
The Associated Press recently did a nationwide investigative study of fraud. And the reason this is significant, because I think it supports RICO action, in that it identified nationwide $280 billion, of which insignificant amount is attributed to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And so it isn't just Minnesota.
No.
So I think we have to really hold back and realize that Governor Walz has, with stealth responsibility, taken us through a pandemic, civil unrest, economic downturn, a variety of challenges that most governors don't even see.
I get that, Rebecca. Let me. I gave you plenty of time there, but I just. I get that, and I understand what you're saying. And that did the state have to do things, play by the books, so that the feds could complete their investigation? I do. But we are talking about maybe $9 billion during this time, and we, in all aspects of life, do we not don't we hold leaders accountable for what happens under their watch, even though they might not be the ones facilitating those deeds going on? Do we lose her? Oh, we also lost
her. Time.
Oh.
I mean, are you there?
Yep, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. I think in these extraordinary times, and that by that I mean where the government contributed billions to the nation to support us during COVID. So if you just look at the impact of COVID and how many bad actors took that as an entree into organized crime, as I think it will be disclosed. So I still think you have to look at the measure of the man. Governor Walz is above reproach in every way. He's not been identified as a criminal by any stretch of the
No, and I'm not accusing him of being a criminal, but still, if you're the leader of an organization, Rebecca, I mean, it happens in all walks of life. Thank you for the call, Rebecca. I gave you plenty of time. We just got to move on. But if you're the leader of an organization, the buck stops with you. That's just how it works. We have to have people held accountable. And I'm not suggesting Tim Walz should go to prison or jail, and I hear people say that, like, they're ridiculous. But is it enough for voters to say, no, I'm sorry, it's time to choose somebody else? 651-461-9226. Lots of texts coming in. Would love more phone calls, too, like Rebecca. Appreciate her calling in. The phone lines are open. 651-461-9226. Hurtful, Chad. Hurtful. I say nothing but good things about, oh, Dolly Parton. Hard candy Christmas.
I'm offering an olive branch after our disagreement about Christmas music. I'm playing country Christmas classics today.
Thank
I think
you,
we can agree on this playlist.
Absolutely.
All right.
Dolly Parton, American Treasure. Let's hear a little Dolly. Oh, I think we had this album when I was a kid, Dolly Parton Christmas. Talking about Tim Walz. I didn't think his prospects were that great. But now after that news yesterday, I just don't see how he can win a third term. Unless it's Mike Lindell. If Mike Lindell is the Republican candidate for governor, and as crazy as that sounds, he came in third in the straw poll. If Mike Lindell is the Republican candidate for governor next year, Tim Walz will win. And I'll take Tim Walz over Mike Lindell. Sorry, not sorry. So people pushing back on my belief that that the buck stops with the leader of an organization. It happens in all walks of life. Or should. Passing the blame happens all the time. Not every leader pays the price by any stretch of the imagination. I agree with that. Look at the President of the United States. Jeez, you know, have things happened that should have disqualified him from office? Yes. But that doesn't work. So maybe Tim Walz is saying the same thing. He's like, well, okay, if that guy can do it, then I sure as hell am going to stay in and run again. Should leaders be held responsible for things that happen on their watch? Apparently not after the January 6th attacks. And pardons, I lost all confidence in that premise. I get it.
Okay.
I get it. Sure, but should we just wash our hands of that? And just say, well, that's, again, it goes back to my conversation yesterday about accountability and, you know, owning up to things, which is a lost art and is something that shows good characteristics of a leader. But we don't do that anymore. Woody's called in from Burnsville. Hi, Woody. Woody? Hello, Woody. We lost Woody. Call back, Woody. Well, maybe it's just a new way it works. Doesn't make it right. Having a leader of an organization take the fall for anything that goes wrong is an opportunity for those below that person to sweep things under the rug and say, well, we held that guy accountable. Now let's just go on. It's become a trend, but it's not a good one. We've lost a lot of good people just because they're supposed to take the fall for somebody else. Such bad actions. What do you think about that, Dave? Do you think that... I get it. I agree with that. I'm sure, again, have good leaders had to leave because of the actions of others? I keep equating this to sports and coaches, like Rocco Baldelli. I don't think Rocco Baldelli was the main reason for the Twins' failures over the last three seasons. He was hamstrung by the pole ads and the money they spent and also injuries that are out of his control. Yet it does not shock me that Rocco Baldelli was fired, in a sense.
Well, it's because leaders are judged not just by their performance, but by results.
Right.
And I would evaluate Tim Walz. I voted for Tim Walz. I would evaluate his performance high. Like, I think he did a lot of good things to lead our state. I also think that if you look at his results as a leader, there's a lot of good, and there's one huge, glaring, and seemingly daily increasing failure of the results of our state in the last few years. This is a massive problem. This is, you know, money that would be in your and I's pocket that's not.
Well, not only that, I mean, think of that. I mean, there's so many victims in this.
Yes.
We as taxpayers victims, but the people who
it could have
failed to get help
that
were supposed to get help.
Yeah. And if that's your results, like I like Tim Walz. We've had him on our show. I've met him many times. I respect his work. I think he tried hard. I think he's a good leader.
Right.
But I think when you have results like this, it's a big problem.
Right. And it's the hill is already high when you're trying for a third term. And I know people are saying he should resign immediately. I don't think he should step down, resign immediately. Nor am I actually calling for him to drop out of the race. I just think Democrats, realistically, if they want to hang on to the governor's mansion and that office, I don't know if Tim Walz can do that. In fact, I don't believe he can now. And that's the system we have, though, because he is the current office holder. He has decided to run, and we don't have challenges. And I think that's a problem, too. I'd like to see a Democrat saying, hey, I supported Tim Walz. I like Tim Walz, but Tim, I'm sorry. You're damaged goods now, and I'm stepping into the race. It's exactly what happened with Joe Biden. All the people that covered it up and said, no, he's fine, and including Tim Walz, by the way. And when clearly that wasn't the case, he wasn't fine and got out too late, and now we're left with Donald Trump again in the White House. Based on your callers defending Walz, once a D, always a D. One caller. We had one caller. By the way, we're getting a lot of texts from people who voted for Tim Walz, who are Democrats, who did support him in the past, but are saying that this is too much. So that's a generalization that that's not based in facts. Are there people out there who just say because he's a Democrat, I'm still going to vote for him? I'm sure. And again, if it's a MAGA candidate that Republicans put up there, an extreme right candidate, then Tim Walz's chances are not nearly as dim as I think they are. But boy, if Republicans say, you know what? This office is ours for the taking, so let's put someone up there with reasonable views, maybe a little moderate on certain things. It's theirs to lose. All right, 9:31 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Elon Musk back in the news. I read this article this morning. Elon suggests that in the very near future, because of the rise of AI, Americans and people around the world will no longer have to work, and that money possibly will be insignificant. I'll lay that out and then pose this question. Can we live in a society where we would no longer have to work to earn a living for our family? How would that look? Would we all just become sloth-like and lazy? Or would we find a new purpose other than the transactional one of going to work to earn a living? It's a heavy thought. No light fluff on this first hour on a Friday morning. We're getting heavy. We'll get into that. 651-461-9226. Traffic and weather coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good stuff. Thank you, David. By the way, speaking of bumper music, last chance today to win tickets to see Toto, Christopher Cross, and the Romantics. We've been giving tickets away all week long here on WCCO. When you hear one of those three artists as bumper music, and it could be at the end of a segment. So just keep listening all through the segment. When you hear that fifth caller to 651-461-9226, we'll win a pair of tickets to that concert next August at the brand new Mystic Lake Amphitheater. Can't wait to see a show at the amphitheater. Outdoor music venues are great. Elon Musk, remember him? By the way, Jor's still off today. Hopefully Jor will be back on Monday. You remember Elon Musk? Elon Musk is again pitching a future where AI and robotics create so much productivity that society shifts from a universal basic income to a universal high income so that people will just get paid and not do any work, because guess what? AI will be doing all our jobs. Can we as a society be in a situation where humans no longer have to work to sustain their life? And what does that look like? I know that's a very heavy thought, but guess what? I don't think we're that far away from it. And Elon Musk probably is right. I mean, we talk almost daily about certain jobs that AI will be able to do, and the ones that you can think of that are obvious, but even the ones that where you think, well, no, AI won't be able to do that. Guess what? They probably will be able to do that. So could we be in a situation where people will no longer have to work because there is no need to work, because AI, in the very broadest terms, meaning robots doing physical things and computers doing other things, will be doing all the work that society needs? So we had this conversation in the meeting in the green room before the show, and I was of the mind that says, I think society would adapt to that. It would be a very difficult transition period. But I think I'm giving humans more credit in saying that humans would figure out different ways to occupy their time to make the world a better place in a way that only human beings could do. David says, no, we would become sloth-like. We would lay around. We don't have to work anymore. And on the question of money, too, This is the big question here. Elon Musk says that AI would figure out systems where, A, we wouldn't need to work anymore, and that where goods and delivery and services would be so ubiquitous that they no longer would be for profit. Mm-hmm. That you would not essentially need, money would become irrelevant because all those systems, all those services are available to people. Mm-hmm. And I know it's a big concept to wrap your head around, but if you think about it, he's probably onto something. But you say that we as a society would just...
Yeah, I see two problems with this. The first one is, I think that before we get to that far of some sort of utopian society that Musk is suggesting is sooner than I think it's possible, I think before we get there, I think there'll be some sort of global reckoning. We've been on quite a run as the human race in the last 100 years, and to think that the growth in population and commerce and everything is going to continue like that. I just don't see it. I'm not predicting what's going to happen, but I don't think you stay on that kind of run indefinitely. So I think something's going to change, and that will curtail the progress we make. But if we were to make that kind of progress, and
that's
you're talking
very doomsday thing.
It is.
You're talking
I know
about.
It is, and I'm not making a specific prediction, but
But no, explain it, because you said the world's population.
The world's population has gone from 1 to 8 billion. I'm using rough numbers here. Yeah. But it's gone from 1 to 8 billion in 70 years.
Right.
If we...
An increase of eight times.
7 or 8 times. If we do the same thing in the next 70 years, all of a sudden we go to, 50 to 60 billion people on this planet in 70 years. And I think there's similar arcs of, like, how technology has increased and how commerce has increased and the way we've produced things on this planet, the energy consumption, all of these things have been on this steep rise in the world. And something stops that, in my mind. Something stops that, right. Whether that's...
A black swan event.
Yes. Whether that's disease or a volcano. Or an asteroid or... Starvation.
Locusts,
I know this is doomsday,
right?
But do you really think that this world is going to support 60 billion people in 70 years?
No, I feel like the Earth always has a way of correcting itself.
Yes, and I would argue that whatever that correction is also deeply impacts the progress of technology and society in the way that Elon Musk is supposing that soon we will not have to work and we'll just sit around and AI and the world will sort of...
Yeah.
Create things around us and we'll just twiddle our thumbs and enjoy what it's creating for us.
Yeah.
I think that's a big barrier to that.
Right. I mean, the black swan event or something out of our control changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But just to go in further about what Elon is saying, and we're already getting texts and it's not lost on me that the guy who's got the richest man in the world is telling us that,
don't worry.
You're not going to need money. Don't worry about it. The immediate spark, Musk replied on X to Ray Dalio, post praising the donations that were made a couple weeks ago by the Dells, supporting those new Trump accounts designed to get kids and investing early. Musk basically said it's a nice gesture, but in the long run, there's going to be no need to save because of universal high income. He ties it to earlier remarks. In a benign scenario, jobs become optional because robots AI can provide goods and services without shortage. Leaving the big question is meaning and purpose, not money. That's the question. Can society exist simply on meaning and purpose without the need to show up to a job, to earn a paycheck, to keep your family fed? And that's the question here. I do think, I think it would, again, this is all, Dave thinks an asteroid's going to hit us and kill a bunch of us. So bar that from happening. Yeah. I think it would be rough at first, certainly, and that might be that event you're talking about where, society erupts in a violent clash and a number of us don't make it through.
Yeah, there's some sort of great civil conflict in this country.
I think that in time that humans would be adaptable, saying, okay, this is our new future. Now we occupy our time by doing other things that aren't just benign or not just... mundane or idle that actually provides some good in the world.
See, and I would argue that it's a construct of life and humanity that we are wired to do work that provides for ourselves. And I think we've seen places where that's been distorted.
Yep.
Where you look at or meet people or families who, it's like the joke about a trust fund kid.
Yeah.
That impacts your character. I mean, not that every trust fund kid is evil.
Sure.
But when you are born with so much and never need to lift a finger to support yourself and your well-being, that impacts your character. And I think if you extrapolate that upon an entire world that never has to lift a finger, that every morning you wake up and you don't have to do anything for the well-being of you and your family and your household, I think that is a deeply flawed society that is just fundamentally not who we are as humans. And I don't think that works.
But I don't think we are that as humans. I think that is the exception right now because we strive. We are such a people that we strive to be rich and to be wealthy. Mm-hmm. And those people who have earned that, some of them say, I've made it. So I don't need to do anything else. I think if we take the construct of wealth out of the picture, if we're not being wealthy, adds no value at all to society, then we come up with other things to occupy our time to strive forward. And again, it's not like we flip a switch and that happens, but it takes time. But I think humans would adapt that way.
Ooh, see, I think we'd spiral. I think, like, the fact that I had to wake up this morning, I woke up this morning and I was sore and tired and didn't want to come to work. But you know why I came to work? Because I love my kids. I love my family.
Yeah.
And I need to.
You don't love your job?
Come here.
You didn't want to come and see me?
And get a paycheck so I can go pay a bill.
Right.
Like, that's what keeps me and everyone going. That's what keeps this experiment called humanity going, is that we are doing something for the sake of our clan. That's one of the core constructs of our society. If I wake
but
up
wouldn't
in the morning,
we come up with a different way to do something for our clan that doesn't involve I got to go schlep into work so I can get
I'm not arguing that work isn't going to change in this utopian future. Like, yes, our jobs are very different, just like our jobs are very different. I mean, somebody 200 years ago said, I can't imagine a world where I'm not working the fields. Well, here we are. There's a world where we don't work the fields. So
good
that
point.
Can change the details of what we do. Like, yes, many of the jobs we do now may and probably will be soon taken over by machines and AI.
Yep.
But I think there'll be a different job. Hmm. Maybe we work less hours. Maybe there's other, you know, benefits of that. But I think to say that humans will just not work and just, I don't know, wake up and decide some other way to fill our time. I don't think that's a world that would function.
We're getting a lot of great texts on this. So let's do this. Let's take a break. I'll get to your text, but I'd like some of you to articulate your text in a phone call. I would love some phone calls on this. 651-461-9226. Can we as a society exist if there is no jobs to do anymore? If AI is doing all our work for us and money becomes no issue, where everything is so ubiquitous, all our services and everything we need is available to us, that money becomes irrelevant, can we still succeed as a society? 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Trisha Yearwood.
Wow, you're good.
Yeah. Oh, I love
Impressive.
The classic country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
9:53. That is your Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to seal in winter warmth with professionally installed insulation. Get a free heat map analysis with your insulation estimate all month long. Talking a very deep topic today. By the way, Dave and I were just talking. This would be a great holiday dinner conversation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, after you've opened the presents, maybe you have a cocktail at night.
So do you think the world's going to end anytime soon?
But, yeah, where are we going with AI? And, can we see a situation where AI is doing all our jobs and our computers are creating a better society for us so much so that everything is available to us. All our needs are available to us, that money becomes irrelevant. Therefore, we don't, because they are doing the labor work that we have done and all the other work, that we don't need to work anymore and we don't need to make money. Can society still exist? Or to Dave's point, humans exist because for purpose, and that purpose is going to work, getting that paycheck. Let's go to Mike in Minneapolis. Mike, what do you think? Can we do it?
You know, I'm the first thought that came to my mind, probably mostly because of the source, was that
Elon Musk again. Yep,
money is power, and
right.
So how are you going to have power if money is meaningless?
Yep.
What is going to become currency then? You know,
right.
It just doesn't seem to track with me. I smell a trap. He's selling something. He's going to sell everyone on AI. Everybody's going to lose their jobs. And then we'll all be sitting there with nothing, and he'll just ride off into the sunset with his Scrooge McDuck bag of money and, you know.
You got to consider the source. I get it. No, you consider the source.
Yeah, I'm being a little facetious about the conspiracy, but I mean, I really do think that he's selling us something.
All right.
And someone's got to lose.
Mike,
it ain't going to be him.
Thanks for the call. Steve is in Minneapolis. Steve, what do you think?
Have you ever watched the movie Idiocracy?
Yes.
Okay, who's going to fix the computers and the robots and all that stuff?
They'll fix themselves, though.
And who builds the ones that fix themselves? They build their own robots?
They will, yes.
Oh, my God, they're going to be our overlords.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, Merry Christmas, Steve. We're about at the end of society.
Oh, that's okay. At least I'm 50. I'm almost 62 years old. So, hey, I'll be dead by the time this happens. So,
scream. My kids and grandkids, good luck to you.
Yep, it's always a bump in the road. Here's your bump.
Steve, thanks for the call. Merry Christmas, man. Yeah. Yep. It's food for thought. And again, this is a good take this conversation. Hey, you know what you could do? Subscribe to the Adam and Jordana podcast. Play the podcast. You know, turn down the Christmas music. Say, hey, I heard this interesting thing that Adam Carter was talking about on Friday about how possibly jobs will and money will become irrelevant. And then you talk to your family about that, and you'll remember that holiday conversation you had. And you'll say, I told you this was coming, when someday we're all laying on the beach, not having to work, getting fat and lazy.
Yeah, you'll really remember when Uncle Bill goes off into 2 hours of conspiracy theory after you bring that up, too.
Right. Memorable. We're here to make the holidays memorable. Next hour, we got the Holiday Showdown coming up. We got Tim Lammers with a movie and streaming review and Quick Takes, David. What do we got?
We're going to look at some quarterback rankings in the NFL. Also, how old is too old to wear pajamas? We'll talk about both of those coming up.
Like in public or at night?
We'll get to it.
Okay.
It's a tease. Come on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.